If he wants you to wear his skimpy underwear, don't make him mad.
You're being conditioned to say yes to things you don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah. What day will they think I'm good enough? What do I have to do?
You gotta get on your knees right now.
The democracy of the internet made me who I am, not an agent. That agent told me I'm too short. Yeah. That agent told me lose your muscle. Mm. That agent fucking bullied me.
It's me, Mario. What is up, my friends, and welcome back to Uncensored. Guys, today we have a banger in the house, okay? This might be the coolest guest we've ever had on the podcast.
Agreed.
He's currently trying to keep two dogs apart that are fighting in our apartment, okay? He is a male model, okay? And he should definitely be cast as the next James Bond. Give it up for Levi Connolly. Let's fucking go. Wait, how do you say it? Is it Levi Did I say that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, are you British or something?
Yeah, I'm actually English, Irish, and Scottish. But, you know, German as well. I'm like 10th generation American.
So you got some German in you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just want to ask you a question. Do you want some more German in you? I'm joking. Literally every single fucking time. Is there a podcast where we don't do this fucking joke?
You gotta open with that.
It's always the first thing too. We always start with making people feeling super uncomfortable. That's cool. All right. So I said you look like James Bond because you're a male model. Mm-hmm. Have you always liked to dress up?
Because
you look elegant and it's not a job. I didn't tell you to. You just showed up looking like you're ready for like a Burberry runway or something.
Well, I appreciate it. My mom has a good fashion sense, and she did try to tell me as a kid to dress, you know, coordinated. That's cool. I guess I could owe it to my mom.
He's jacked too. So he looks expensive as hell, and now he's got these muscles just popping out over there. Look at this. We could go gay for him.
Let's go. No, because we did a photo shoot. I don't know, maybe you recognize Leo. We did a podcast a couple of like years ago, I think. 2 years ago, right?
Well, June 2021.
Okay, it's been a minute, dude.
About 2 years.
And it was so funny. The first thing that happened when you came in, you took off your shirt and you were like, hey, guys, do you think I'm bigger than 2 years ago?
Exactly, yeah.
So what's been your journey with your body as a male model?
Wow, I mean, that's a deep question. I love telling people this. As a model, I come from Maryland as a young man, right?
Yeah.
Just turned 18. I had been working out with my cousin for about 8 months.
Okay.
And I had gained a lot of muscle. And then they asked me to lose my muscle. I come to Miami. I go to these photo shoots and my agent says, oh, you're too big. If you want to be in the fashion industry, you have to lose some weight.
Were they told you that? So like,
yeah.
Because you hear these stories about like female models.
Oh, well,
being
no.
Like, oh, we need to lose some around the waist.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I had an agent.
Okay.
A crazy agent.
As we all did.
yeah. I mean, this one's nuts. You
okay,
know?
Like for real. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't have any idea who he is.
Okay.
I just know I'm a kid from Maryland that was like excited. I was told when I worked at Golden Corral, hey, go try to be a model. You should be in Hollywood. And I was like, you know, blushing. You know, I was a kid with acne. I had low self-esteem, right?
Okay.
And then my friends, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to try this. I was working out.
Yeah.
I disappeared for 6 months, gained this muscle.
You disappeared?
I was.
Bro, this sounds like a freaking Rocky. Well, just disappeared.
Let me explain. How I began working out is I was riding around with my buddies, you know, smoking weed, right? You know?
Yeah.
And that's legal in this state, but where I'm from, it's not. So I got pulled over with marijuana, right? I got put on like a probation without judgment.
Okay.
So I stopped hanging out with anybody that smoked weed, drank. Okay. And as a kid, 17 years old, started working out every single day. Like,
damn,
my cousin was 10 years older than me, and I somehow got stronger than him by the end of the six
months. Yeah.
He was really freaked out, and I was feeling pretty good. You know, I had beginner gains. It happens to everyone, but I also think I have good genetics.
100%.
I get to the agency, and they make me lose my muscle.
That's
crazy.
And I
was like, you know what? Hey, I'm in Miami. I'm seeing like crazy stuff. They want me to go to LA in 2 weeks. Like, I might as well listen to these guys. Like, they have a cooler life than me.
Yeah.
And that's whenever I was 18, though. So I lost it all. Didn't feel good. I think I starved myself to get it off.
Dude, that's what How did you lose the weight?
I went.
You just ate less.
Well, I just ate less.
You did some cocaine. Like, what was the diet
hey,
like?
Man, you know, people definitely did try to give you that. But it's funny. I lost the weight. Didn't feel that good. And then I worked out again, got it back. I've done that like four times since I was like 18. Yeah,
because for fashion modeling, right? I mean, you're significantly bigger than me, but even I was modeling, like I had like, you know, my chest was always, you know, so I had to lose weight, do all the like fashion modeling, you know, the tiny jackets for like Milan Fashion Week and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
So what was your agency situation like though? Because you were born and raised in Maryland and this person, this crazy agent, right?
Crazy, yeah.
How did you find that person? How did they find you?
Oh, well, you know, if you want to go back at the end of my Instagram, scroll to the depths.
Okay.
You'll see what I looked like, what I was posting. You know, actually I deleted a lot of it because I didn't even, you know, when you could make a background, like the white edges to your image.
Yeah. Yeah,
just so you could fit the whole thing, so the Instagram didn't chop like your head off.
Yeah,
because you wanted your abs to show and your head to be there, not like, right? So I did that, and it looked trashy. So I took those photos off, but these photos got me recognized.
Okay,
I got hit up to come to Miami. You know, I was like,
just
shit,
on social media.
Yeah, my grandma was like, "Do not go." Like, you know, this is bad things happen. How do you know this agency's real?
Yeah,
yeah. So I went.
And you just trusted them. You were like, fuck it, I'll just give it a shot.
I fucking, you know, went and stayed at the Flamingo at a hostel for two weeks. Illegal hostel in the Flamingo Tower of South Beach.
Okay.
One of the most notorious buildings there.
Yeah.
Didn't know it. Had no idea what was going on. Had met my roommate that my agent hooked me up with to stay with. And yeah. So I was in Miami by myself with $1,000 my grandma gave me.
Damn, when you were 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I remember a photographer though, Ron Reagan, he was telling me about Levi. He's like, check out this guy. What do you think? This is around the time when he showed me you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I came and found you and the rest is history.
That's crazy.
Now we're here with Levi.
So seriously, I don't know that. Ron Reagan, that sounds like the president to me.
No, Maria, that's a crazy thing, yeah. But what's your modeling journey like now? Because you are not fashion model thin, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't plan on it.
You don't plan on it?
You know what's crazy about my story?
Yeah.
Is that I come from a little town. I had big hopes. And I had something work out for me. But my focus was on something that was like really not even the best for me. It's such a strange story. I went thinking, yeah, I'm going to lose my weight. But here I'm 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah,
right?
You're shorter, yeah.
So I'm short.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, you're too short. Like, we'll see what you can do. Like, you know, and I was thinking like, oh, you know, I'm good enough to do this. So let me keep trying.
Yeah.
Even with the muscle lost, I was shooting around, kept trying. But whenever I say that I don't have the same mindset, I mean that I look better with muscle.
100%.
That's feel better with muscle.
It's natural to you, yeah.
You know what made me who I am is social media. It's not being a fashion model. I posted and the internet liked me.
Yeah.
The agents didn't have to like me. The
specific,
photographers might have liked me, but you know, at the end of the day, what made me who I am is just posting what I was, you know, shooting around thinking I'm going to become a big model, trying at least. Barely worked, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what happened. So at this point in my life, I'm completely satisfied with trying to get as big as possible.
Yeah.
Because I do think that's cool.
Uh-huh.
And I think that my audience will stay. And that's who I care about is my audience.
So you didn't give a fuck about the fashion industry and their standards. You did your own thing.
Well,
what was your goal with that though? Did you have a plan like acting?
I had a plan. I wasn't in the right city for acting. So no one threw that in my face. I would visit LA. I'd be an actor. You know, the people that had a crush on me that worked in that industry.
Because you have this Hollywood look.
Thank you.
Right? I could totally see you.
I have the Hollywood height.
You have the Hollywood height. Tom Cruise is short, right? Well, and you're not even that short.
No, you're here calling me nice and short.
Listen, you're not that short. But you also have the... it's true. I've done some acting and I look like a fucking giraffe on set. I'm towering over these women. You know what I mean? Like my scene partners. Yeah. They don't like that. So it's perfect. And I swear to God, you know James Bond, Daniel Craig? He just retired. Dude, you would have the fucking look. Because you're dressed like a British person. Yeah. With your freaking Burberry look right here, you know what I mean? Was acting ever like a goal of yours or a passion of yours?
Well, you know, I never even considered it as a kid. You know, you watch movies to watch movies. I didn't have people tell me, hey, look, you know, that's... I mean, I knew the star's name, but I don't think I like fantasized about it.
Okay.
I actually liked singing though when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love this. So unexpected, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I would probably do better at that, but you know, Who knows? I haven't tried hard enough.
I love that. You know what I love? I love when people break stereotypes, my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah. And what's you know, it called? Cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance, yeah. Because I was telling you, I also would not, you strike me as a very like reflected, deep and educated person. Yeah, like you're thanks. Very, you're very curious about the world and history. And I love that because the stereotype of male models is, oh, this dude, Levi, he's doing all these shoots, right? He's only at the gym, you know, eating pre-workout booster. He has no education. I love that you're breaking all these stereotypes.
Well, yeah. I appreciate it. I don't know how many people even notice that. I feel I've taken a step back just from trying to share it, what I think, you know, okay. as often.
Yeah.
Like my Twitter, for example, I was posting. And you know,
what
back
were you
in
posting
the,
on there?
Just, you know, I just making opinions. And, you know, okay. at the end of the day.
And they're like, we want to see your dick. We don't care about what you think about it.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with your thoughts. It's true. Yeah. So anyways.
I know.
I've learned, you know, it's chill, you know.
Yeah.
I don't post it like what I think is often. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that hard? Because we talked about authenticity earlier. And I think it's such an important conversation, right? Where like Twitter is also the funniest platform because you have freaking deep conversations, political opinions on the one hand, and then you just have straight up, you know, Malik Delgadi and a lot of just like
there's
porn.
Like porn
straight up.
Like there's a cock photo, right? As a profile photo, you know?
You'll that's be
like,
thing.
Oh, wow, look at this. I got a like. Let's see who it's from.
Exactly.
You know what I just thought about? I want to ask him. You can cut this if you want to, but remember.
It's always a good start.
Remember the guy that was trying to cancel all of us?
Oh, you were involved in that.
Yeah.
Wow. A little bit.
But you got
I would love to talk about it. You know, I didn't even make one comment about it. I just I was in Key West with my friend Jeremy Backhall. Meanwhile, I'm being called racist, but I have a black friend beside of me watching what's
you're
happening.
Like, hey, guy,
I'm
guy,
like, hey,
right.
what do right. you think about what they're saying? Oh, well, like, you know, the internet's crazy. Long story short, unfortunately, you'll never be able to control what people say, what they think. Sometimes the more you explain yourself, the more guilty
Dude,
you look.
It makes it worse.
Sometimes they twist
well, do
your
we
words.
Wanna, let's fucking talk about it. Let's give some context here, right?
Right.
So there's one person on the internet. Should we fucking name him? I don't fucking know. Should we say it?
I don't even think we should give him the
internet. No, whatever. Don't say his name. Yeah, but you know what? Anyone that knows, that's only people that matter. Like, so if they're watching and they know.
Okay, so somebody was making, I saw it first, right?
You saw it too, yeah.
We did, and the funny thing is we got caught in this whole thing.
I defended people.
Yes.
You know, I defended people and I got fucking like.
Yes, yes. So what happened is we did a photo shoot like 2 years ago, right? And then right in the midst of that, I met you first time with that shoot, you know what I mean? And then this person on the internet made a post about you. Making you look like the worst person.
It's like
the next month later.
That
you are gay baiting and
racist,
homophobic. Posting photos of you,
woman beater,
a mugshot or something from I don't know what. Wild, like defamation.
Well, you know what
level.
It was? You know, I stand up for people that other people don't like.
Yeah.
And it's not everyone. It's, you know, a group of people versus another group of people, niche, you know. Not everyone's going to like you in life.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, these people were some of my people I considered friends.
Yeah.
Do I do the same exact thing that they did? Surprisingly not, even if I'm the one that defended them.
So
I mean, they threw my
what?
Name in the hat. So I was like a little offended. And I was like, you know what? Let me speak up about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess everyone else ignored it.
Yeah.
And me,
so
I spoke
about,
up.
What was your friends? What were they accused of specifically?
Oh, the same. Well, I mean, being just, it was simple gay baiting.
Gay
I guess.
Baiting. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
OnlyFans using, insinuating and pretending to be gay in videos.
Yeah.
To gain followers on OnlyFans.
Right. Well,
right,
you
to
know,
make money.
You know, you have a second Twitter, a second Instagram, a TikTok that, you know, it all flows traffic towards a place you want it to be, which is
OnlyFans. Yeah.
And me, I had, you know, hung out with this group of people like twice, right?
Yeah.
They had shot me like in 5 different videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I looked back at them. I was like, you know, they're making good money. But do I want to look like that? I did not really want to.
Yeah.
But here, the evidence is out there. It's been 2 years since then. I haven't made a single one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the evidence. But everyone else that was attacked, I don't know how many. I don't talk to them every day. But they're still, some of them are still doing it. Now, that guy that attacked me, he's disappeared. I don't know if he's focused on them still. But unfortunately, yeah, I stuck up for them. I said some things that I truly believed in. Yeah. And then since I had the audacity to do that, then they became the main target.
And it was wild to see that because I did stay silent in that because I was like, yo, I don't want to give this person any more credit. It's the first time I'm talking about it. But I saw all the things they posted about us too. Every single video. And here's the thing about the whole gay baiting. I understand that especially person like you, just purely by existing, you will have gay men following you.
Well, that's how the world works.
Exactly.
You know, but people don't know that. I'm from a small town in Maryland. Can I go ahead and explain why I felt that way and how I feel? The world, it depends on where you grow up, what you're exposed 100% to. 100%, yeah. And is the mind capable of understanding things it's never experienced? Unless you've, I mean, maybe you've read about it, but I didn't read about it.
Yeah.
How to be a fashion model. Oh, every, you know, 90% of agents are gay.
Yeah.
90% of male photographers that like men they're gay.
Yeah.
You know, because men that like women shoot women usually.
Sure.
There's few amount of women that shoot men. And I didn't know this. I just like, whoa, they invited me to Miami. What's going to happen? You know? And so I wasn't exposed to any of this stuff. You know?
That makes sense.
At all. And so. It was very strange for me, the learning curve of the industry.
Yeah, you know? Because there's a thin line between making gay, making pleasing an audience, right?
Right.
Because you have your followers and they're in your DMs saying, hey, we want more like sexy photos, you know? And you see the engagement, you see the likes. If you post a photo with another guy, it gets a lot more likes.
Well, yeah.
So where's the line between pleasing an audience and gay baiting, when does it become inappropriate? And I always thought that you specifically, out of everybody, because I'll say there's been a lot of people that have made videos on TikTok that are very like, you know, the whole like pretending to be in a boyfriend relationship, all this stuff, you know, that's like a little questionable. With your stuff, you were just hot. You know what I mean? It was just you being fucking an alpha somewhere on a beach with your shirt off, looking incredible.
Thank you.
I always thought that was so classy how you kept it. And it's so ironic that you got the most hate.
Yeah, it is ironic.
Because you stood up for yourself. Yeah, that's the thing.
I stood up for myself.
So guys, take this home, kids. Whatever you believe in, silence yourself. Don't talk about it, all right? Keep it to yourself. Otherwise, you get attacked.
Yeah, otherwise, you do get killed.
It's fucked up, yeah.
So what I was going to say, you made me remember about the Maryland story and coming and not being exposed to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go to Miami. My photo shoots. Okay. I post the photo. Oh, wow, look, they like it. I'm somehow getting 3,000 likes when I had like, you know, not that many likes whenever I was not modeling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling super excited. But then I looked at the comments and I was like, wow, this happens to be like all gay men. Yeah. I was looking forward to like catching some hot babes being a model. You know, like that's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, man, I'm going to be a fucking model.
Yeah.
I'm about to be like, you know, people are going to think I'm cool and stuff, you know? But then I come from a conservative city. Mm. So you have my things I was taught as a kid, what's cool in the back of my mind, and a new reality of what I'm actually doing and what it does to you and how you are taught to be. And so you cannot say someone is supposed to be completely against that as a young man. You know, you have never been exposed to anything else, but I stuck with it.
Yeah.
I continue to try to follow my agent's advice.
Uh-huh.
And that's who's leading me in a city that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff happened. And you know, I had no control over any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just knew I wanted to make it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So did your agent encourage you to post stuff on social media and like, you know, post shirtless photos? Like,
okay. Well, I mean, I don't really think my agent was involved in my social media.
Okay.
It was my decisions, but my agent was involved in like steering my mindset in a direction of what you should do. What does it take to be successful in this industry? And that's really what he did. Yeah.
Okay. To be successful. Cause I'll tell you straight up, like some of my experiences, I've had agents who they know that this industry is run by gay men. And they played into it in a way where like they would shoot me in very like Polaroids, right?
Right.
They would shoot
me
in very sexy Polaroids. They'd shoot regular Polaroids, right? Just jeans, shirtless, but then some in like very tight underwear. And they would send those to photographers to kind of make them want to shoot me naked. And then they would shoot me potentially for like an actual paid job. So sex leads the whole
baiting.
Conversation.
That's your agent gay baiting.
That's my agent gay baiting.
Let's think about it this way. You have a young man that just started.
Yeah.
How do you capture the audience? Like, hey, this guy, I just signed him. You should work with him. Why do they want you to work with him? It's because you'll make money from it.
Yeah.
So instead of sending just a chill photo, like an acting headshot, you show him that bulge. Here he is. That's who you can shoot.
I thought you
what image does that put? Oh, okay. Yeah. Shoot him. I understand sex sells. That's what this industry is all about.
Yeah.
But that's how you marketed your for model with the tight underwear that he didn't ever wear before in his whole life.
No, I wouldn't. And the thing is, it was not
natural for
me.
You don't wear them when you're wearing your jeans, right? You
don't wear, never worn that. And you know, as a young model, and I was similar to you, you know, I was just like, I didn't know. I come from a small town in Germany. I'm assuming it's quite similar. You know, I didn't have any gay friends growing up. I didn't know this whole world, but I just thought that in order to be successful, I had to say yes to everything.
Well, nobody, did your agent tell you that you
nobody told me that
my
I
agent did
to say yes to everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
My agent did.
I was told to also flirt with photographers.
My agent did the same thing.
Exactly. So,
and I mean, this is okay. You want to judge things. People from that audience that attacked wanted to judge things, but they don't know that. They don't know what we went through.
Yeah. No,
and you know, if I would have went on the internet, this is why I thought that way. Oh, why are you explaining yourself so much? Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to make it a bigger deal than that. 100%. It doesn't seem authentic. It seems like you're offended. You're being defensive.
Absolutely. And it makes you, that's the fucked up thing, you know? And that's why it's so hard when people accuse you of things online, because it's really hard to navigate that.
It's like, hard what's to the tell best? Them your it's whole hard, life story.
100%, yeah.
Before, you know, like.
And bro, I think the best thing is, sucks, but like in 80% of the time, like Joe Rogan gets accused of something, he just doesn't fucking address it. Making an apology video, that's usually backfires. Like, when has it been successful to like explain yourself? You know, right, it's usually
never.
It's usually a little tough.
Unless you're getting paid to do it somehow, exactly. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
hey, come on this talk show.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, we just heard that your girlfriend did this.
Yeah.
Like TMZ, like what's that guy? He just passed away. The guy from Jerry Springer. Yeah. Like, oh, they come talk about your problems on a show like that.
On a show like that. Yeah, yeah. Well, also, bro, what was crazy is that we have it under control. But, bro, I thought it was interesting what you said before about you are also getting, you're being conditioned to say yes to things you don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah.
Because you go to these photo shoots and you're okay with the photographer sexualizing you. Maybe
well, I mean, are you,
you
okay with it or... I mean, this is where the sickness comes in. And, you know, unfortunately, I do think a lot of men that are like completely not okay with it, that's the point they move home, man. They say, you know what? Shit. Mm. I know you know guys like this.
Sure.
They were like, you know what? Hey, I didn't know it was like this.
Yeah.
Let me go home.
Yeah.
Well, what is home?
Yeah.
For me, home was like a poor family with a traumatic childhood.
Yeah.
And I knew I didn't want to stay there.
Mm.
So when my agent told me what to do, I thought to myself, well, I mean, I guess, you know, this is what people do. Yeah, this is what people do. So in reality, you know, it's a hard thing and people don't always do it, you know, I guess, but.
Yeah. And he said something so interesting earlier was like, you are being conditioned or you being rewarded for being okay with things you don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is trauma, right? And the
I mean, that's the word for it.
And unfortunately, a lot of gay men have done a lot of fucked up shit to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you said like taking the power back, you know, because
you know
said-
who I don't like the most out of everyone, though, not the photographers, man. For me, it wasn't the photographers. It's my agent.
The agent. Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because when you're 18 and you come to us to a big city and you he knew what kind of background I had.
Yeah.
He made fun of me like, oh, look, you have the country accent.
Because we've been through, we almost normalize it. It's like not a big deal to us. But I went to an open mic, my second open mic, and I was telling a story about how my agent sent me to a photographer and he was kind of like, you know, trying to stretch my dick out. He says, this is for you. This is for you, you know? But the crowd, bro, the crowd was like, what is going on? You know, they don't get it. They don't relate to it like we do.
Well, Yeah. I mean, it's
it is
crazy. Like, it does desensitize you.
For
like,
sure.
It starts out, you know, I don't know if we should call it a grooming process, but our agents groomed us, you know? They're like, you know, if he wants you to wear skimpy underwear, don't make him mad. Like, you know, if you say you don't want to wear something, he tells you to put on, like, he's not going to want to shoot you again. Then you're like wearing something you would never really want your like friends to see you wearing, because sure, you're not like really ever going to wear something like that. And I know exactly they're going to make fun of you. Mm. And it's like, at what point do you become okay with it?
Yeah. And there's a thin line, man. Cause at some point I understand that, you know, for a job, there's always going to be this like, you know, adjustment period. And you always have to do things you don't necessarily want to do, right? Anybody who does a fucking corporate job, I'm sure does stuff they don't want to do. But when it comes to personal and sexual, it's like, where do you draw the line? You know, because you said like your fallback plan is going back to Maryland to, you know, where you didn't want to be.
Well, sexuality is an identity.
Yeah.
It's not as shallow as like a job, right?
Yeah.
Sexuality. Yeah. Is part of your character.
More personal, yeah.
And you know, people even argue that it's sacred, you know. Mm-hmm. There are certain spiritual aspects to sexuality in certain cultures, you know. And if you do something like that you don't want to do, does it damage your mental health? Like do you get disconnected from
it disconnects you from what I from my own understanding, and I've openly talked about this, because of all the stuff that happened to me, I was almost giving away my sexuality for modeling and for work.
Right, right.
Which, and that's, some people deal with it this way, which made me afraid of sex. Even
with
women.
That happened with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't have sex with women for a long time. Only dudes. No, I'm kidding. No, that's but like, I know it sounded like that. No. Like I'm not sexually attracted to men, right? But even women scared me, because sexuality in general reminded me of the scary side of being harassed. Mm. So that's how it manifests. And even now, I've talked to my therapist about this all the time, where like, even now I'm a little bit afraid of sex still, even with my girlfriend who I trust and love so much. So there's a traumatic component that I didn't realize was there.
Because of the experience of doing things that you maybe did not feel that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And this will cause your mind to view it in a different way.
Yeah.
That's as simple as it is. It's a new experience, and it's called trauma.
Trauma.
Yeah. No, it is trauma. 100%. Yeah. 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 You didn't strike me.
Do you think
as
your agent ever thought about that, or were they just trying to make you more money?
I think they're also in the bubble. That's the thing. And what Jeff says,
my agent dropped me because when I started OnlyFans.
Okay.
The agent that had the worst morality that did
what,
things.
What was the reason that dropped you? Because he had OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah.
Because
how dare you? You know, you're dirty. What the hell?
Oh, my God. And he's the guy.
Like, he's the guy that gives advice to 18-year-olds to, like, do things that they never, ever thought they would ever do. And that their parents entrusted to go to the bigger city. Yeah. Like,
that's so hypocritical. And what fucking infuriates me the most is if it's young people like that. It's a difference.
Oh, that's the most naive, selected group of people.
100%. That's the most fucked up thing, because when you are putting people in that position when you're 18 is really fucked up, because when you're like 26, 27, whatever, you have kind of formed, you've
an identity.
You're able to stand up for yourself more. But as it really infuriates me when these photographers know this, they know how naive, insecure, desperate younger models are, and they use that against them.
What 18?
Which is the fucked up thing.
In some cultures, let's go to Italy. I don't know how it is in Germany. In Italy, people live with their parents till they're 30 sometimes. You know, it's not even like you're a loser.
Yeah.
In the USA, it is. But a lot of kids that go to college, well, how old were they when they graduated? That's their first time stepping out of the door.
Yeah.
That's 100%. The first time they pay their first bill.
Yeah.
You go to 18 in Miami in 18.
Yeah.
Well, you just fucking went to pay your own bills for the whole time you're gone.
Yeah, it's fucked
unless
up,
you
man.
Come from a rich family. It's not easy.
Yeah. Especially like women even younger. You know, some of these girls I've met when I was modeling in like Asia and stuff, they did modeling contracts in Japan. And these Ukrainian girls that went to Japan when they were 14, 15. Mm. That's another level of this shit.
Right.
And then they have, and there's also, I will not deny this, there's definitely also predatory like men, you know, in that industry, like towards women.
Yeah.
But what we talk about, that's what the conversation is. But the conversation is not so much about men, because the Me Too movement, women speak up about it more. But as men, we feel like, oh, we can't talk about it.
Well, I'll be honest. My girlfriend is a model.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she somehow has not had the same experiences as me.
Interesting.
In certain regards. You know, of course, you know, people are interested in you sexually, no matter like where you work, if you look good.
Yeah.
But when they're shooting photos of you and your nipples are falling out or whatever, you know, they're going to maybe make a comment about that.
Yeah.
But it's about respecting people's boundaries. The thing is that she's straight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as like you're not sure what to respond when this person is expecting you to get your pictures back.
Yeah.
Or your agent advised you to go there. And next thing you know, like a homosexual interaction is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to respond? Do you respond rudely?
Yeah.
Do you say, hey, not for me, man. Yeah. Sorry. But your agent kind of puts you in the other direction. Yeah, like, hey,
for sure.
You know, so that's where that grooming, I would say, that is that the right word for it? I mean,
I think so. Maybe, you know, when you're young, you're new to this whole industry. You don't know how things work. There's no example. My agent gave me no guidance. They didn't tell me, hey, this is what you can and can't do. They just threw me in the water. And then you just adapt and you're like, oh, maybe it's normal to get, you know, my dick lengthened by a photographer on my first shoot. Maybe that's just what they do. It's America.
Hey, is that what they did?
I've never been to America. You know, this is an American thing. Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's, you know, I don't want to disrespect the culture in America. So go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Maybe women are a little more protected than men. Maybe they think they don't need to protect.
Well, can I explain one thing I have learned? If you say you're straight, you're straight, right? Now they can still be interested in you, right? But the difference is that when a man likes a woman, women, you know, they're not the ones buying people's OnlyFans. They're not as sexually hungry as the male is. Whether you're gay or straight, men pursue and women select.
Mm.
So how do you get the trust of a woman? You don't come off straight away like sexually, because unless she's a prostitute, she's definitely saying no.
Mm.
Right?
Good point.
So you get a purse.
Mm.
You pay for a dinner. You say, hey, my buddy owns a business. You could be the main model for that. It's not sexual right away. You don't go to a shoot and next thing you know, just grab a pussy. That's not what happens.
Right.
They don't happen to the women as often.
Happens sometimes.
They try to show small pieces of interest first because it's a courting. It's called courting, the specific word for that. What I'm saying is that when it comes to being a man and another person is gay, sometimes I feel, and I'm not gay, so I can't speak upon how it actually is, but I would imagine certain times it is like you meet, you like each other, you might be cool with something happening.
Yeah.
Now, if the guy says he's straight, you know there's no courting. Why are you going to buy a straight guy a gift thinking you'll never get in a relationship with him?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
But that's the challenge for a lot of gay
men. But that's where it can be more direct, more like prostitution vibes.
Yeah.
Because like, hey, I know you're not gay, but if you're okay with this... You know, or whatever, like see what you're into, see if they can get something from
you.
Yeah,
for sure. And also I think there's less of a, okay, if I'm a straight guy, right? When I see a girl in the elevator and I want to compliment her, I'm always afraid that I'm going to be perceived as a predator because there's so much awareness in society of women being the victim, right? The Me Too movement. So with women, I think why your girlfriend maybe has not experienced sexual harassment on that scale is because people are aware that you can't do that now, especially after the whole like Harvey Weinstein.
Women are little.
Yeah.
They're not as physically strong.
So it's almost like, but with
it's
men.
In society's mind to nurture and take care of the feminine.
Exactly.
You know, like you, that's why, you know, with these things, it's such a sensitive topic. Like you need to be respectful to women. You need to be careful with women. You know, you buy a woman a gift, you show her that you care. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you win the heart of a woman.
100%.
Right? But it's the same energy doesn't exist with men, right?
Sure.
Because, you know, it's two masculine energies mixing. Sometimes there's a masculine male and a feminine male.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're straight, maybe you could be even a feminine straight guy. It doesn't mean that you have to be gay if you're a feminine straight guy.
Sure.
But sometimes when you have two masculine energies mixing, it's like, are you supposed to nurture and like water this person like gently, like a gentle thing you're in love with? No, it doesn't carry that same energy.
Sure. And then also when you, for example, if you said that somebody abused you, they look at you and they're like, come on, look at you. Right. You're like fit.
You could take care of yourself.
You could take care of yourself, right? There's not the same, you don't have the same fragility as a woman.
Yeah.
Therefore, people invalidate sometimes the abuse that happened, you know? People don't look at you like, oh yeah, you're a victim too, you know? Mm-hmm. It almost like, you know, people don't have, that's why I think it's important for us, man, to talk about this because I want to start the conversation so there's more awareness around men being abused. My goal is to have an 18-year-old model that starts now, go to New York and there be an awareness that you can't just abuse men because they're men, you know? And a lot of, we talk about this, a lot of straight guys especially won't speak up about stuff because they're afraid, oh, if I say that I was touched by a photographer, it makes me gay. You know, that's the thing
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it depends on what background you grow up in. If you grew up in a conservative town where like you knew like three gay kids in high school, it's a lot different than growing up in LA and like, you know, you know, it was normal. So,
sure.
I mean, depending on where you come from, which is something you never can control, of course not. You know, people need to have empathy. People need to understand that. People need to understand people can change, that the world shapes you as you experience it. It doesn't happen the other way around. You don't pop out a completely polar opposite of what everything you've ever been taught. I mean, what would that make? Did your family not like you because of that or something then?
I mean,
it's not about impressing others. When you turn 18, you venture the world on your own, you're going to have things happen. It's going to shape you.
Yeah.
For example, politics. Do you care about them as a kid? Maybe you don't care about them too much as an adult. Like, you can't change the world just by like tweeting about it and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that you form an identity later on. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be empathy for the fact that people adapt to their surroundings, you know?
100%.
Because like when I was attacked about my life, it was really weird because it's
attacked
like-
Attacked in what people, way? What do you mean? About the guy, that person?
Yeah.
The gay bit, yeah.
And I was like, do you not understand that like me really- I don't even feel like I'm the guy that deserved attacked, you know, on a personal level. I didn't think that I had necessarily done wrong to anyone, but the things that people said because of what I spoke up about, it was so surprising. It was like, what do you expect of a young 20-year-old that, you know, come from a traumatic background, you know, fatherless background.
Yeah.
It's a long story, but it's funny that people can expect you to somehow be perfect as a young man.
100%.
And honestly, the trauma gets piled on you, and then you might even have resentment towards your agent. Like, oh, if it wouldn't have been for him, I wouldn't have like had to do that. Or, you know, because I'll be honest, what I've learned as well is that nothing my agent ever fucking told me made me who I am today in terms of my real success. My followers following me, I posted, I traveled around, and people just like my photos. He used to say, oh, you're shorter than everyone else. Oh, you think you look better than you actually do.
Yeah.
And the internet followed me, and I'm happy. I didn't like try to make any specific person follow me. Yeah. I didn't cater my content to one audience or another. Mm-hmm. It happened organically.
Yeah.
And I respect that. But that's why when it comes to people starting as an 18-year-old, they need to follow specific advice, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, because it's easy to get
so much shitty advice out there. So many people have promised me the fucking world and told me like the craziest thing you can imagine, you know? And it was just like manipulation, you know? Like,
It happened to me too.
Yeah. So,
Well, the agents, man, I agree with him. Like, to me, the agents are the big problem because there's a couple photographers I found on my own and I went and shot with them. I felt a little more responsible about that if they came on him because I found him. When your agent from fucking Wilhelmina or whoever it is sends you there, you feel like you're like pressured.
Well, who's your agent? Your agent's the person that works, that you work for and works for you. You're a partnership. Hey, I'm... Yeah, I mean, it's a partnership, right? It depends on how old you are, I think, too. Because, like, if I would have started and lived in LA growing up and, like, heard about the modeling industry and, like, been told about different types of agencies, like, there's good agencies that will never put you through something like that.
100%.
There's good agents that will never put you through something like that. It depends, though. Like, my first agency that ever hit me up in my little town, I felt like I was getting shown the world.
Yeah.
You know, hey, come to this cool city, like, you think is Miami Vice. And that's whose guidance I had to follow, you know, specifically.
Yeah.
And, you know, a part of me is happy that I was able to come because who knows if I would have denied that offer.
Sure. But no, at the same time. It started your journey. You know what I mean? There's always.
But it started trauma too, you know.
100%.
So.
Yeah. How do you deal with that? Because you didn't, you don't, like I became pretty much asexual. You don't strike me. You strike me as a womanizer. Well, you know, strike me as a full.
What if that's another reaction?
That's true. No, usually it's one way or the other. Yeah.
What if you sleep with many women to make yourself feel I'm not gay? What happened to me? I'm not that kind of person. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that about myself. I'm just theorizing. Sure. And it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that in this life, like everybody can react in different ways, yeah. you know? Coping yeah. mechanisms.
100%.
Everybody does it different ways. Like for me,
all right. Guys, the dogs are out of the house. We have fucking silence. How beautiful is that? Okay, awesome, guys, now we can go deep, right? For the last for the last couple of moments.
Well, we all started out maybe not knowing what things were like. Yeah. You may think, oh, I'm about to be a star. I'm about to find beautiful women that like me. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some, but 99.9% of your interaction will be gay men, maybe 95%. And you learn that, and some people start making content specifically tailored towards gays. Oh, if I want to get as viral as possible, now I have to do that. Cause like, look, they all like me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the reason why the world works that way is because, like I said, women do not focus as much just based off of looks.
Yeah.
They're more interested in getting to know you.
Sure.
Seeing your character.
Yeah.
It's not humor, like, hey, I want to fuck status. That as soon as I see it because it just looks good. Mm-hmm. You know, girls get stared at every day.
Yeah.
They like learn to like filter out any creepiness. You know, you gotta like get in their bubble somehow. There's some girls that are extra horny, but trust me, it's way smaller than the men that have the same personality. Yeah. And that's just like the sex difference. It's true biological sex difference, you know? And so some creators will, they like, let's say for example, OnlyFans, you never gotta get molested again. You never have to have someone ever power trip you.
Yeah.
You'll make way more, as long as you got some followers, you'll make way more than you did as a model. Mm-hmm. And it's cool, right? It's cool.
And you're but in control.
You're in control. But then there's even different aspects to it. Okay, how far do you go? Do you make sex scenes? Do you just like touch yourself? Do you just do like nipple shots, bald shots? You know, some people don't even pull everything out.
Yeah.
But then there's other people and having the other one drink it. I've seen all that crazy stuff. And you know, they say that they're straight, but they're trying to make as much money as possible.
Sure.
Like, who am I? Like, what do I do to get where I'm at?
Yeah.
And that could fuck with people.
Sure. How have you dealt with that? The pressure of people wanting to see more and more and more of you. Because I know, you know, for myself, people want to see more and more explicit stuff. And the pressure is there because financially it would be like, there'd be such an incentive financially.
Let me explain what happened with me. It's amazing. It's a crazy story. Like my agent might have gotten to my young 18-year-old head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wouldn't they have maybe, you know, who the fuck would have been able to control that?
Yeah.
You know, in an alternate universe, I lived in Maryland still or something, you know what I mean? But I began OnlyFans the moment that the pandemic hit because I was like, you know what? Shit, it doesn't look like anyone's going to be working for a long time. You know, I'm stuck right fucking here.
Yeah.
So this money flew in and I was like, are you serious? You know, I was like thinking, oh, what people are going to think that I do OnlyFans now.
Did you think it was going to be a big financial thing? How much money did you think you
were
going
to make?
I had
no idea, but I donated, I donated 50% of everything I made to the, I forget the Red Cross or something for
Trevor
the
project.
Oh no, to the CDC. The because COVID started, I donated 50% of everything I made in one day to the CDC.
Okay.
For COVID, I was like, you know,
what did you ever made in one day? Can I ask you how much did you make in one day?
I think
OnlyFans?
My first day on OnlyFans ever, I made $5,000
in one day.
The first day
in one day.
Wow.
God.
The
dang
first
it.
Day I did. And you know, like I never made $5,000 one day in any model job I ever did.
And then you didn't even have to leave the fucking house, bro.
I didn't even leave the house, bro.
House.
I wasn't like, I don't know, like my Instagram was doing well and stuff at the moment, but I wasn't like the best I've ever been. You know, even mentally, I definitely wasn't the best I ever was. I was still a bit anxious, still didn't know what I was doing. Like, you know, it's weird. Social media doesn't really measure who you are as a person. Because,
no, of course.
Like me being a better person today, like I still sometimes feel like, maybe it was more shining back at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all based on what you can see.
For sure.
Not on what people really are, right?
You don't see the other part,
But there's no way to fix that. It makes sense. Like you can't know who someone is before you, like you can't just see it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But,
and how did you with that? So you made $5,000 your first day on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
And then how did that progress? What did you post? Like,
okay,
what was
so the cool story is this. I felt happy. I felt wow. You know, all those things that happened to me, like this is amazing. Like never again, like will I have to be involved in something that makes me uncomfortable.
Mm.
And, you know, I still had photographers that would text me like trying to like be flirtatious. And I was like, you know, like it's not cool that, you know, you want to like shoot me and then still make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But long story short, you know, since I had the money to control things in the way I wanted, you know, I never allowed any influence to get to me again. It was a big revolt. It was a liberation from this stuff. And sadly, what happened to some people is instead of allowing themselves to feel that, I don't know if it's just who they are, personality difference, but for me, I finally like reconnected with who I am and what I always wanted and how I felt things were really going to be.
Interesting.
And I did not start making that content that was like more tailored towards gays specifically.
Like more explicit stuff.
No, I did not want to like start jerking. I mean, there was a few times I collabed and like maybe like touched a guy's chest, and I only did it like twice in the whole time I've had the app. And people do it every other weekend and
for sure,
fly to Thailand to do a big trip in a house. You know, it's real. Yeah, people do it all the time.
Creators. We went on a content creator trip and we didn't like participate in that way. I was making a vlog for YouTube there.
We shared a bed.
And we shared a bed. We were just like, I was making podcasts there and stuff like that. But like, it was so weird being in this house where like, I would wake up like 6 a.m. in the morning. I would like stretch, do my yoga, stretch out, meditate. And then in the corner of my eye, I see like two dudes just like just one guy just getting gargled. Like just like, and it was such a weird. So I know all about these gargled content trips. Yeah. And let me tell you, man, when you're in that circle, all right, it sounds so weird that because now I do stand-up comedy and I'm around civilians. I mean, stand-up comedy is a different breed, but like, when it comes to sexual stuff, for me, wearing a Speedo is like so normal. For them, it's like so crazy. Like, so.
Well, think about it. We, as models, see people get like way more vulnerable like than people in society do.
Sure.
When you go to the office, you don't see people getting in their fucking underwear.
No.
You don't see people on the first day you ever met them in their underwear like dancing. Hey, nice to meet you. Like,
you just took your pants off here. You showed me what kind of pants you're wearing. You were like, hey, check it out. Your pants were dropped. I was like, so there's just like that. And when you're in that circle with these creators in Mexico, with these OnlyFans people, right? Like Reno Gold was their big OnlyFans people. And you see them have like very sexual, explicit content on the open. You get used to it. You're like, oh, that's maybe normal. Maybe I should do this. You know, so there was like.
Well, and then you hear about how much money they're making.
100%. And there's there's a pressure of that. And then I had to really catch myself in like the line in the sand. You know what I mean? How it keeps moving. Because I posted nudes from photo shoots on OnlyFans. And I was like, okay, I'll do a butt shot or something on OnlyFans. That's it, you know? And then you're like, okay, maybe I'll do like a nude, but that's like from a magazine. Like I did Yummy Magazine, like a magazine where I was nude. And I was like,
Oh, yeah. They wanted to shoot me.
I'm sure they want to shoot you.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to pay.
Yeah.
But they sell their magazine.
They sell their magazine. That's
like, another version of screwed up stuff. You know, why would you hit up someone that does OnlyFans that makes their money from that, only want to do it for free, and then you sell it?
Yeah.
And then it's like
the fact that they sell it, because it's exposure. That's what people told me. Like some people have booked big campaigns after that.
Right.
Which it perpetuates this whole idea again. But what I'm saying is the pressure. Yeah.
That is grooming.
Yeah, yeah.
You go, why do I need to do that to get noticed?
Sure.
Like, bro, I exist and I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have like five huge photographers that follow me and have interacted with me that I DM them. They somehow don't answer. And I think to myself, what day will they think I'm good enough? What the fuck do I have to do? Why do you follow me and not answer me back?
Yeah, yeah.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, well, I know. What do you have to do? You got to get on your knees right now. It's right there.
What haven't I done yet?
You got to work a little bit harder, man. You got to work a little bit harder on this. God damn. Yeah,
but then you start OnlyFans, so it's like, oh, he's trash. Really, he's trash.
Well, it depends.
Well, what makes him trash? He does better than he ever did.
Sure. And that's if you're happy, and it's funny you say OnlyFans almost liberated you because it took you out of that whole thing. It democratized it a little bit more, you know?
Yeah. Which democratized it. Yeah, that's a perfect word. Yeah, yeah. I say that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the democracy of the internet made me who I am, not an agent. That agent told me I'm too short.
Yeah.
That agent told me lose your muscle. Mm. That agent fucking bullied me, you know? And I didn't listen one day and now I'll do better.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. It's the democracy of the internet.
No, but good for you, man. You followed it. And yeah, I think it's amazing. What is your journey right now with, what's your goal? Like, do you still do modeling? Do you have an agency or do you just do OnlyFans and social media? What's your...
My life's been different since I've had my girlfriend, for example. She's a good influence and stuff.
How long have you been dating?
Since January 2022.
Okay.
You know, so what I'm going to say is that she's different, you know,
She's also I think she's a special person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has a good head on her shoulders and stuff. And anyways, what I'm going to say is that we bought a camera together and now I never have to have anyone I don't like shooting me. Yeah. We've shot beautiful photos of each other in different locations and I never have to deal with any comments I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, I might have spent $7,500 on a great camera, but you know, when you pay photographers, they charge you like minimum $300.
Yeah.
And when they know you have OnlyFans, some of them never want to work with you without getting a, you know, you shot for free to build your portfolio and, you know, molestation might be a side effect of that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like now when you're big, like maybe no one ever wants to work with you knowing that you made some money in your life.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like unless you pay them.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. I understand, but it's kind of messed up that you want to like shoot the 18-year-olds instead.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know,
so your girlfriend shoots you now and that's, I love that. No, same here. Like Vida took photos of us.
It's true though. It's funny, but it is true. And this, everyone has their own perspective.
Yeah.
You know, but like the photographers do, the agents do, the models do, like everyone might be working and thinking like, damn, this is a crazy industry. Like how do I make it? Like photographers go through it.
Yeah.
I know a photographer in New York that had a hard time.
Yeah.
He quit shooting completely. A very talented person. You probably know who he is. I don't really want to put him out there. And he told me one day, Levi, after he was trying to put me in a pair of briefs. And when I was that age, I said, you know what? I'm not shooting in anything but boxer briefs, just like when I was a kid. Because I was like, you know what? They're going to, my photos will get just as many likes, whether the hell they're like this or like this. I was confident about that. But I told him, I don't want to put on these. Oh, you know, like energy left his face, didn't want to shoot me anymore. And then we had an hour and a half long conversation about how this industry pushes him to do things he doesn't want to do. Other photographers sell nudes behind the model's back.
Yeah.
He doesn't. How's he going to pay his rent?
Yeah.
Oh, they always tell me I should do it, but I don't. So photographers get pressured by the magazines and the other stuff to do things they don't want to do either. Otherwise, like conformity, grooming in another way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true. Just to like give some kudos to other people that maybe have a hard time with doing what they do.
Yeah.
It's real. It's hard for a lot of people, but I think maybe it's just sexuality, you know?
Yeah.
People are so hungry to get like off that it causes like these.
It creates, 100%. Sex runs the fucking world and especially the modeling world.
So if you have clients that like, oh, you shot with Levi, did you shoot any nudes of him?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, sell me those nudes and don't tell anyone.
That's fucked up.
But that happens and you don't have an OnlyFans yet.
It's happened to me, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that happens often too, just to be clear. But what I was going to say about my girlfriend is my life and how I now I have my own camera.
Yeah.
I shoot when I want. We're getting better at planning it and stuff.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to edit my photos. But my journey, I feel like I'm in the right direction. And now I finally got back into lifting after traveling and losing my muscle.
Yeah.
But I want to build more of a fitness profile too. Maybe like using the lifts, like benching, squatting, deadlift, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like build a fitness brand. Because what I think would be interesting of that is that, of course, Levi, you know, I go in another agency. They might say, you're too short.
Yeah.
Levi, you know, you think you look better than you actually do. And I'm like, well, how's that? You know, like my followers, I mean, I somehow got, you know, followers. You know, like, I don't know what happened with that if I'm apparently not anything.
Yeah.
But so instead of dealing with that still, I'm going to go ahead and just make my own content with that camera.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep working out. I'm going to see if I don't do TikTok. Maybe I can go viral on TikTok with lifting weights because I'm not a dancer. You know, I'm not like one of those guys. I'm not one of those guys.
Hey, how about singing? Maybe so you said you're a singer. Maybe you can.
I need classes first, though.
I love this. And I love when people are, and I think you do it so well because it's so easy in this industry.
Well, I could instead.
To get taken away and do something that's not authentic to you.
Yeah.
But I think you're staying true to
like making, like right now, like let's say that if someone starts making less money because everyone's already saw you jerk off before.
Yeah.
Should I start jerking? People instead now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, but the Hollywood, no judgment, some things can go out the window. It depends. You know, not everyone's as open-minded as you. They haven't been through what you've been through.
Yeah.
They might not understand. So when they see it, they think that shit's crazy. Not like, they don't think it's like, okay, I understand why he did that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any idea what we just talked about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look how long it's been.
Yeah.
We've been talking for an hour.
Yeah.
Takes a long time to build the picture.
Sure. Yeah.
And a lot of people be like, oh, I would have moved home, man.
Yeah.
I would have never done that.
Yeah. It's hard though. And I want to have, I also have empathy for everybody who does it. You know what I mean? I get it, you know, because I've been, I know how hard it is when you're in that environment. And I think it's so important. I want to commend you for like, you know, speaking up because, you know, like we said, this whole system, it gets perpetuated by agents, but it takes people, brave people like you, like us, all right?
That's right,
to speak up and do something about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, I think the only thing we can really do about it, for one, this is good awareness. If some 18-year-old sees this, cool, but we still haven't given them any guidance of what to do differently. And what I would say, if I were to do anything differently, if you have an agent that's pushing you to do things that you never wanted to do, listen, I understand that you are worried about where your life's headed. You're far from your family. You don't have any money. And the only people that you have to talk to are leading you to do something. Unfortunately, you're probably going to need to get a catering job as a model caterer, find as much work as you can, and like take pictures around and hope like if you're going to get molested or something, try not to, you know, and don't pretend that you're gay to get something, you know, don't act like you're open to the idea just to like see if they'll give you more. You know, that's not okay. That's not cool. What you need to do, stay true to yourself, make your own money for yourself and like just post and take advice from people that you can obviously see. Do not deal with funny business.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Stay true to yourself. Well, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate that, man. You're so well-spoken. I love spending time with you. What's your handle again? Where can people find you?
Levi Connelly. And it's Levi spelled Connelly. C-O-N-E-L-Y. They misspelled it on the ship over, bro.
Let's go. We'll find you. Well, guys, thanks so much. Stay uncensored. New episodes every single Wednesday. I love you. See you next week.